I couldn't come to Ghana and not address some of the issues that we foresee happening in the music industry. So over the past few years, we've been coming to Ghana and doing workshops. So we did some at the Alliance Francaise, we did some in Kumasi, and this week, whilst I was on holiday in the new year, we did an address at Musica, which is the Musicians Union of Ghana. One of my driving forces for these workshops is I'm tired. I'm extremely tired of hearing of artists passing away and then their family have to pass the hat around in order for these people to get buried. And we're talking about artists who have hits, artists who have contributed to hits, and yet when they pass away, sometimes it's because they didn't leave a will, other times it's because they signed bad contracts. But whatever the case is, I'm tired of hearing these sad stories. So I saw that the Ghana Society had been dormant for a while, and that there were a lot of young musicians who during the Azonto time missed out on millions of pounds. So I didn't want to see that happen again. So when our company turned 10, we embarked upon a series of workshops which started here in Ghana, and that work has just continued so that in years to come, it cannot be said that Ghana didn't have the opportunity, or at least Ghanaian musicians didn't have the opportunity to know more about how to collect their royalties. I do not want to hear another artist passing away and then somebody has to go and create a GoFundMe so that we can fund their burial. It is uncalled for, it is unnecessary. So as Marcus Garvey would say, and I've added to, each one teach one to reach one. That's why we came here today, to spread some of the knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you.